Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Shane Gray is District 10 Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association and a farmer from Waverly, Illinois. He's at Commodity Classic in San Antonio as part of the policy breakout on new uses for corn and ethanol.
You know, domestically, as far as the corn production goes, we tend to have a lot of it, and we have a lot of a good quality stock of corn. And, you know, ethanol right now is something that we've, you know, we've worked a long time at getting ethanol into the pumps and into the vehicles. And really, less than a month or so ago, we thought we were going to cross the finish line with it. And we just did not get that done. And I believe strongly it's going to happen real soon. And, you know, if we can, and that's something that we can really do as far as corn markets domestically. I mean, we can do that right here. We can grow it. We can produce it. We can turn that into ethanol, and we can use it right here and don't have to rely on anybody else for the most part. So, you know, we think that's a real viable possibility. And, you know, I think the limits on that are almost zero. You know, if we're looking at clean air and clean water and clean soil, and if we're looking to go green, corn ethanol has to be a part of that equation.
From my notes, it talks about one part of this is for aviation fuel, sustainable aviation fuel. Of course, there's been a lot of noise about that. But another one is for the maritime industry. How would the maritime industry use E15?
You know, and just to go back to the SAF there for just a second, you know, boy, a year or two ago, we thought this was somewhere where this was really going. And I think it was going there. Matter of fact, we in our area had an experience with a former ethanol plant that was actually being converted into a sustainable aviation fuel plant. And we were hauling grain in there like crazy, taking corn in. And all of a sudden, I think the brakes kind of got put on that. Maybe the 45Z benefits weren't quite worked out the way they needed to be worked out, and the progress slowed down on that. But, you know, I was like, man, we're right here on the cutting edge of this SAF argument. And in the meantime, when it looked as though SAF was maybe going to – the process was going to slow down, the maritime became – a possibility where, hey, well, what about this? And then as we began to examine the idea of this ethanol and these ships that are, well, like, you know, we were just talking about earlier, crossing through the canal at Panama, carrying tons of corn, soybeans, automobiles, all other products. You know, these ships are having million plus gallons of fuel on these ships for them to complete their destination. And the fuel that they're burning is like bunker fuel. I mean, this is in a sense somewhat of the bottom of the barrel of the diesel fuel. And, you know, so you're burning something it's blowing out a pretty good black smoke. We think we can help improve that. And, you know, the possibilities are endless. You know, that canal we were just on, it's 24/7 and it never stops, weather related or not. And if we got that many millions of gallons being burnt in these vessels, that's something that we can definitely help out in the process with ethanol.
That is Shane Gray, District 10 Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association and a farmer from Waverly, Illinois, at Commodity Classic this week in San Antonio, talking about new uses of corn and ethanol. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.